The purpose of battle is victory. The purpose of victory is occupation. Jesus has won the victory over sin and death. We are in him, so we fight from victory, not towards it. He is in us, and his intention is occupation. You are in him, and he is in you. This is your hope of glory, his occupation of you. No longer two lives to be lived, but one, his, through you. He didn't just want to lodge with you for a season, having one room and shared facilities. When he comes in, he comes to take over, and there's a very good reason for that. Not only does he want to be in your life, he wants you to have life, and that more abundantly, and to do that, he wants to be your life. It's a takeover or an exchange, whichever way you like to look at it. So everything that happens in your life now comes from the wellspring of his life in you. Romans 11:36, for of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be the glory forever. Amen. Everything starts and ends with him, and you're somewhere in the middle because God is circular. He has no beginning and no end. Smith Wigglesworth put it this way when he saw a bottle half filled with water floating at the water's edge. The water is in the bottle, and the bottle is in the water. Colossians 1:27 in the Passion Translation. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with the expectation of glory. This mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope, filled with the riches of glory for his people, and God wants everyone to know it. He, Jesus, is in you. You are in him. He is in the Father, and that is the transaction that took place the moment you placed your measure of faith, given to you by God, in his Son. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's a gift of God. Christ is in you, you are in him, and he is in the Father. And he's in you both to will and to do. You are double wrapped. So, question, how much of a reality is this fact to you?